The issue is very simple. If the FISA court makes a significant interpretation of the law, I think Congress should know about it. Congress can't conduct oversight of intelligence unless it knows what the court is and is not permitting the administration to do. And Congress can't pass new legislation without knowing how the court has interpreted current law. This issue is absolutely fundamental to our constitutional system. Congress has a responsibility to understand the impact of the laws it is passing. And the court should have the assurance that when they interpret the law, those interpretations will be communicated to the legislature. This isn't some unusual idea. This is how our system of government has operated from its inception. Specifically, this amendment does two things. First, it requires that when the court issues an opinion that includes a significant legal interpretation, the government must provide the government's pleadings associated with that decision to Congress. Now, these pleadings are often critical to understanding the legal interpretations of the court. And this is in part because at times, Mr. President, the court's opinions merely reference and approve the government's arguments made in those pleadings. So it's really necessary to be able to review the pleadings themselves if you're going to understand the court's decision. They are also necessary to understand how the government interprets and seeks to implement the law. Neither Congress's oversight of the intelligence community nor any responsible legislating in the area of foreign intelligence surveillance can be effective without these documents. Yet even today, as Congress considers this FISA legislation, the administration continues to refuse to provide Congress with important FISA court pleadings. The other reason is this, Mr. President. The amendment requires that the government provide Congress with FISA court orders that include significant interpretations of law over the last 5 years. Now, this is necessary because there was an enormous loophole in previous statutory reporting requirements that would be closed for the first time by this Intelligence Committee bill. The government didn't previously have to provide Congress with significant interpretations of law if they were included in court orders rather than court decisions or opinions. But we know from the administration's public announcement in January about the president's wiretapping program that such legal interpretations are in fact found in orders. For Congress to have any sense of how the court has interpreted the FISA statute, therefore, it is critical to understand recent jurisprudence. Congress needs to have access to FISA court orders, not just going forward, but for the past 5 years as well. And this is not a theoretical, Mr. President. The administration has refused to provide to Congress orders containing significant interpretations of law, and that is just what we know of. Without this amendment, we might never know what other important legal interpretations are out there. Mr. President, to be clear, I first offered an amendment to require that FISA court orders and other documents be provided to Congress to the Intelligence Authorization Bill. Now, it was approved on a bipartisan basis. It was later removed from the authorization bill, and only a watered-down version was included in the Intelligence Committee FISA bill. Now, what my amendment today does is merely put the language back that has already been given the support of a bipartisan majority of the Intelligence Committee. The most appropriate arrangement for Congress to obtain information related to the FISA court would, in my view, be for the court to provide it directly without the involvement of the executive branch. So granting the executive branch any role in an exchange between the two other branches of government, which is what my amendment actually allows, is in fact, in my view, already a compromise. But this amendment is in direct response to the administration's assertion that it can withhold FISA court opinions and documents that include significant interpretations of law from Congress, not letting us read these things. Imagine if, Mr. President, the administration tried to keep Supreme Court decisions from Congress. Even worse, imagine if the administration had tried to keep from Congress a decision like Hamdan versus Rumsfeld, which rejected the administration's military commissions, just as Congress was considering the Military Commission Act. Congress wouldn't stand for it. Yet that is exactly what is happening in the world of intelligence. Mr. President, there are really no serious substantive reasons to oppose this amendment. Orders and pleadings will be provided to the Intelligence Committee in a classified and, if necessary, redacted manner, just as FISA court decisions are now. And this is the farthest thing from an onerous reporting requirement. If there are FISA court orders that include significant interpretations of law, government lawyers certainly know what they are and where to find them. It is sometimes said that intelligence, in effect, belongs to the executive branch. I disagree, but in any case, such an argument simply doesn't apply here. This amendment relates to the documents, Mr. President, of an Article III court. And just last month, that court confirmed in a rare public opinion that it has inherent power over its own records. In other words, they do not belong to the executive branch. Finally, let me stress the scope of the information that Congress needs before it can conduct effective oversight and legislate responsibly. While the public has understandably focused on the FISA court's involvement with regard to the president's warrantless wiretapping program, the FISA court is actually responsible for interpreting all of the FISA statute. Now, that includes the electronic surveillance issues we're considering here today, but also physical searches of Americans' homes and the collection of sensitive business records, including library and medical records. Just as Congress should know how the Protect America Act and this FISA bill will be interpreted, it should have similar information with regard to the FISA provisions related to the Patriot Act and any other legislation that governs surveillance and affects the rights of Americans. Mr. President, this simple reporting requirement is critical to congressional oversight, and I urge my colleagues to support it. I yield the floor.